Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome again to a new edition of Nutrition Prescription. I'm Angela Atkins, your host from YourHealthUnbound.com, and today I have a special guest, Jennifer Palmer of Nourishing Journey. Let me tell you a little bit about Jennifer. She's the owner of Nourishing Journey, the founder of Holistic Metamorphosis. She's trained in traditional naturopathy, a Usui Reiki Master Teacher, Karuna Reiki Master Teacher, an IAC certified colon hydrotherapist, a life force healing instructor, and an access consciousness bars practitioner. Wow, that is a lot of things. Welcome, Jennifer. Tell us more about yourself.
Hi, thank you for having me. I don't really know where to begin except to tell you, I guess, how I got started. A lot of people like hearing that story. Should I start there?
Absolutely. Start where you feel most comfortable.
Awesome. So my degree originally was in information systems management. And most people find that pretty funny that here I am in this very crunchy granola kind of atmosphere, Nourishing Journey, and doing some really neat things that are totally not necessarily logical at times. But I come from a very logical...
Real quick and say, I've had many guests who say, hey, my background is in IT. And I go, mine is too. Maybe there is some natural flow from IT into health, helping people with their health.
I think so. And I've come across a lot of people recently too. So we're not alone, that's for sure. But you know, my background is very, it's very logical. You know, if this, then this kind of approach to everything. And that's why programming was a good match for me. But when I was about 18 or 19, I had 12 amalgam fillings put in. At the time, I was working full time with an hour commute. When I was about 18, I started doing this. And then I went to school full time at night. And it completely exhausted myself. I wasn't eating and ended up going to bed every night without brushing my teeth because I was just so tired and got a bunch of cavities. So I didn't have the nutrition and I didn't have just the routine of even brushing my teeth. Ended up with needing to get 12 cavities replaced. So I went in, got them done. It took a couple months, I think, to get them all finished, but they were all done with amalgam fillings. And you know that those are 50% mercury by weight. So my health just started deteriorating, but I didn't know why. I ended up, after having a couple of kids, I got married when I was 23. By the time I was 25, I had my first child. And then a couple years later, I had my second. And my health just kept declining. I ended up having symptoms of chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, chemical sensitivity. I had my gallbladder removed and just all kinds of weird things, autoimmune type issues that nobody could figure out. And a lot of digestive concerns too. And I also, my first son is on the autism spectrum. So in trying to research what I could do to help him, because I don't accept any diagnosis as being permanent. The body was meant to heal. And luckily I knew that. And so I started trying to figure out, okay, well, maybe it'll never be perfect, but I think we can do better. So what can I do to support my son? And that's what led me down this road. And so I started studying nutrition and herbs and homeopathy and fell in love with the process of healing. And then amidst all of that, realized that my son on the spectrum was very spiritual and he could see auras. And he could heal naturally. He was a gifted healer. He would come up and put his hand on my forehead if I had a headache, and my headache would go away. And just really, sometimes these beautiful, wise words would come out of him, this kid who has problems communicating. But then all of a sudden, the switch would go off, and this beauty would come out, and it just would, you'd sit there going, huh, what just happened here? And so he really opened up my idea that there's a lot more going on here, although I was already kind of open. I will say that I was already open, but his presence in my life really took me to a different place of questioning. And my second son, he had some other health issues, not as severe, but he, I always like to say, was the one who kept me grounded. So he was my rock, the glue that kind of kept everything together. So between the two of them, they are the reason why Nourishing Journey exists.
Wow, it sounds like they are your true gifts. I mean, we may be presented with obstacles, but within those obstacles, you find the gifts that come through them. That's a beautiful story.
Well, that's the whole key to healing. You know, I think honestly that we are given these challenges in life. You know, I'm a very spiritual person. The challenges are meant to help us grow. And if we're not using them, utilizing them to help us catapult, then what are we doing? We're staying stuck. Mm-hmm. And I think most people stay stuck. They're not utilizing the gift of the challenge.
So is that where you came up with your healing activation program?
Right. So I've been working with a lot of clients, and I started getting in meditation messages that it was time to create more of a program that could support people through kind of massive growth in a relatively short period of time. I was hearing that a lot of my clients were really improving quickly with the energy work that I do, and some nutritional guidance. Most of my work is more spiritual and energetic based, but there are some more physical things that we do along the way as well. But I decided that they needed more support. Many of them, they wanted to keep coming back because they saw the value in recurring appointments. And, you know, if you're anything like me, you would want to encourage them to do what's right for them, but you feel bad trying to almost like a sales pitch. And I didn't want to be a sales pitch, but they're like, no, really, this is helping me. And so I got really comfortable with the idea of asking people to come frequently. To have them show up so that they could really work on what was needed to be worked on in a very consistent way. And I started with the first few I did for free just to see if the concept was going to work. And it really, really helped them tremendously. We got to the bottom of a lot of long-term health issues that they had. They had really great improvements in all areas of their life. And you know, when I always like to say, you know, everything is spiritual. When you really break it down, everything is spiritual. I don't care what you're going through, it's going to break down to there's something spiritual going on.
Well, spirit even if you have energy, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Really, the exchange is the same. So I can see how you would say that. We're all energetic material.
And it might be that there's something you're going to do in the physical, like an herb or a diet or something or a certain movement or even a surgery that you're going to go through and do that would actually end the struggle that you're going through, whatever it may be. But it may be that it won't work until you do something very specific on the spiritual level to release the reason and the root behind it. Right. And so, you know, and I'm not saying I treat cancer by any means, but I'm going to use cancer because cancer is one of those topics where it scares people. And you might be the most holistic person. All of a sudden you're told you have cancer and then boom, you're like, okay, radiation, I'm there, you know, because it's a scary thing to take that into your own hands. And I'm just going to use that as an example, because I think it is scary for a lot of people. You might go through chemo and radiation. And ultimately, you know, if you're going to think it's bad for you, it's probably not going to help you. If you think that it's actually God's divine white light entering into you and it's going to be incredibly healing for you, then it probably has a better chance of not being harmful. But either way, if you haven't dealt with the root of the issue, and maybe it's resentment, maybe there's an underlying energy or emotion of resentment. If you haven't dealt with that, it's going to come right back.
So from perspective, it's we create our own path to healing by whether or not we accept the treatment and accept whatever it is in ourselves to clear that path.
Exactly. Well, it really comes down to my strong belief is that even though we have situations that we feel victimized in, and there are many times things happen in our world that truly we're being victimized. You know, there's, you could list hundreds of different situations, maybe thousands, that you've been through where, well, in this situation, yeah, this person did this to me and I was a victim in that situation. But really the key in healing, and I find especially in physical healing, is to get to the bottom of where you feel like you're being victimized and come into your power with it. Because when you're standing in that victim space, you're stuck in it. There's no power there. There's really no power there, and you cannot heal. And so a lot of people, like I have a lot of clients with Lyme disease or mold illness. They tend to like a lot of the detox therapies that we do. I can tell right away who's going to heal and who isn't, because their mindset, when they come in, if they're feeling like a victim to it all, there's no way. And they do, they deteriorate no matter what they're doing. But those who come in with an idea of like, no, no, there's a reason for this and I'm going to get to the bottom of it, you know, and yeah, and they're willing to just do whatever it takes, but coming at it from a deeper standpoint than I'm going to try all the herbs, I'm going to do all the nutrition. If they're coming at it from the deeper standpoint, they usually do much better.
And that makes perfect sense, because people have to be willing to accept what it is that it, that makes them, because they're, it's not just an illness that they have. It is part of who their being is at that particular moment. So they have to be willing to accept themselves as they are at that particular moment, no matter what it is. And that's right. Really important for people. I know for myself, like you, I went through similar things. I had amalgam fillings. I got fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. chronic fatigue, the whole thing. And I kept saying, why is this all happening to me? You know, it's happening right. to me. Until I learned to accept the fact that this is who I am at that particular moment and began taking control. And that I think that's part of what illness does. You feel like control has been taken away from you. And so finding yeah. things that empower you, like the services you're offering, I think that is a way to health and to wellness. And I'd love to learn more about what it is that you're doing in your services.
Which aspect?
Well, tell me about your healing activation program. I'd really like to know the whole gamut of it.
Yeah, so I decided that 12 weeks was a good time. You know, it's 3 months of really diving in, where we meet every 2 weeks. The first session is 2 hours. Every session thereafter is 90 minutes. And we have goals. We have things that we set up. This is what I'm working on. This is A, B, C, D. These are my issues. And this is what I rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, as far as, you know, 10 being it's really causing major problems in my life. And we start off with basic diet. You know, a lot of people who come to me are paleo, so I tend to go that route. But if you were a vegan, it really doesn't matter, as long as you're eating things that you know your body does well with. It's basically to keep you at a baseline and to see, and also too, with some people who maybe are not following a healthy diet, it can be a good point to bring up triggers for them. So we are uncovering triggers. We're uncovering the sabotaging moments. We're uncovering the traumas that you've been through. We're uncovering the excuses that you make about why you're stuck where you're stuck. Looking for energetic patterning, even ancestral patterning, things that came down through the ancestors. You know, when your grandmother suffered a trauma, you probably still carry that in your DNA. And so we look at ways of trying to release that and heal that. And we create a good foundation of nutrition and detox. If detox is necessary, that's a part of it, depending on what the health issue is. And then we focus mostly on the self-development and the energy work.
So what are the core issues that you typically address?
Well, I've had a lot of people come to me with Lyme disease. I've had a lot of people with anxiety issues. I've had even just some people who feel stuck. I've had a client who, she had some weight issues, very mild in comparison to a lot of what I see, but she felt she was overweight and probably lost about 25 pounds. And really opened up spiritually and found her path. So for her, it was more about her life path, but we utilize the same principles to get her into her alignment with that. So it's not just for health, although it seems like that's where most people are coming to me for. But I'm trying to think what else along the way. Most of it's been some health issues, a lot of chronic fatigue type of issues too. I see a lot of that.
Well, don't you think chronic fatigue underlies a lot of the stress that's in our life? I mean, most people who deal with stress don't suffer from chronic fatigue. They have coping mechanisms or ways of dealing with it, you know, good sleep, good nutrition, and all of that moves them forward to having good health. But those who don't have either nutrition that supports them or poor sleep habits, it makes sense that they would fall into something like chronic fatigue because your body is just not being supported at the root. So you're dealing with all those things, I'm assuming, in these sessions.
Absolutely. And that's on the more physical level of cause. In most cases, there's a physical thing that has happened that you can put your finger on and say, this, like for me, it was my amalgams. This happened, and then I got sick. For some people, it's, I don't know, they go on vacation somewhere, or they got into a car accident, or, you know, there's different things that have happened where suddenly someone becomes ill. There's always a trigger. There's always a reason for it. Mm-hmm. What I have found, though, is that even if you can say on the physical level something has happened and that A caused B, there's always a deeper reason for it. There's a reason why I was exposed. There's a reason why I very much believe spiritually that I went down this path, that I had to have these challenges put in my path for me to work through and overcome. It's kind of like the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you're working through, we all have that journey that we're going through, and some of us become the hero, some of us don't. And my job, my mission is to help people become their own hero, to overcome the challenges, to get empowered, to really work through it, to face the shadows in their lives, you know, the things that we like to just push under the rug or shove in a closet and pretend like it doesn't exist. We all have them. And if it's not our own, it might be our ancestors, you know, but we still need to face them and deal with them. And to really truly heal it from that deeper level. And I can't tell you how many people, even with chronic fatigue, it's really, although on the physical, it is about the stress. There's a much deeper thing going on underneath of that. And there's multiple reasons why it might be happening. I know for me, it was, you know, I had a tough childhood. I had a son with autism. There's strains in a marriage when you've got a child with special needs, you know, and I knew that programming was not my calling, but I didn't know what was. And I knew I was making good money doing it, you know, and it was supporting my family, but it was not anywhere near fulfilling me. And there was nothing special in my life. There was, you know, I love my kids. I love my husband dearly, but I was not being fulfilled in any way. And so for me, a lot of my chronic fatigue was from that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, and especially women who raise children, don't necessarily find our callings early on because we're investing so much of our life energy into our children, into our families. And then at some point we may think, hey, what about me? Or something triggers the thought, is there more? And when you get to that space, you begin questioning, what has brought me here? And for many of us, it is a spiritual journey. You reevaluate your whole life from your innermost being out. And I think it's important to realize that you can be multiple things throughout your life. Nobody has to be, I mean, it used to be generations ago, like my grandfather, he was a railroad conductor for 50 years. Now, I love trains, but I don't want to be a railroad conductor. And I certainly wouldn't want to do it for 50 years. And many people today don't have that feeling about what their life is about. It's not just having a job. It's fulfilling your life's purpose. And so I think there's an evolution in life. And I think part of what you're doing is help people get to their next evolution. And that's a really important job. And that's a really important, empowering way of dealing with people. And so my question is, after 12 weeks, do you normally see people being able to go out on their own and pick up with all the tools that they have? Or is there more past that?
Sometimes everyone's different. I've had some people do 2 and 3 in a row, and then they feel good. Like they've had more to work through, though. Sometimes it's like we've done the program so many times, and then they're just like, well, you know, I just want to kind of come back every couple months and see where I'm at. It's really individual. I try to make it very of service to the person. It's not so canned. It's kind of canned, but it's not so canned that you can't get what your individuality needs met. And so I really try to make it so that it's max benefit, but yet still following some sort of a system so that we can stay on track and not be in here for 12 months. You know what I mean?
So are your sessions with your clients live or online, in person? How are they done?
They've been mostly in person, although some I have done over the phone. So it can be both. And my goal is, I need to develop an online program, but my goal is to eventually put it online so that people can really kind of direct themselves and then maybe do in person if they're anywhere nearby, or over the phone or something like Zoom. We can do it that way as well.
I wanted to mention that I was going to say that. And you're in a local facility, and I wanted you to kind of give everybody an idea where you're located, what all services that you offer, because you were tucked into such a cute little area that I almost didn't find it, and I'm so glad that I did, because you offer so much. I mean, please tell us all about Nourishing Journey.
Sure. We're in Columbia, Maryland. You can look us up online at www.nourishing-journey.com, or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter too. We offer integrative medicine, integrative counseling, massage therapy, Reiki, reflexology, a bunch of different types of energy work, actually, not just Reiki, acupuncture, yoga. We have an organic cafe. We have nutritional counseling. We do almost everything. Myofascial release, craniosacral, shiatsu. I'm sure there's more. Ionic foot bath, colonics, infrared sauna. I'm sure there's more. It's so hard to remember it all.
It is a very large facility, and it's amazingly tucked away that you wouldn't know that it encompasses so much as it does. I was blown away the first time I came in and saw just how vast a setup that you have. But I mean, you walk in, you have a wonderful reception area that leads into the organic cafe. And I thought, what a neat place. I'm just going to stop by for lunch someday. So I think it's a wonderful avenue for people to just enjoy, even if they aren't coming for services. And it's a great place just to stop by and have lunch.
So, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, kudos to you for developing such a wonderful space. Is there anything you'd like to share further on the actual facility and your services?
Well, we do a lot of events, and we have a couple of celebrity speakers coming in. On June 23rd, we have Dustin Perry from Ghost Hunters coming in. Now, a lot of people, they don't like to bring it up. They pretend like it hasn't happened, but they have had paranormal experiences, and they don't know what to do with it. And that was actually one of the first things I started having experiences with after my first son was born. And it's not something people like to talk about. So what we like to do is provide a safe space for people to come and talk about these fringe, interesting, crazy things, and to help people realize they're not crazy. It's just, we just don't talk about it in our society. Most other societies talk about it. In the West, we don't. So he's coming to talk about it, and he's coming from a more of a Christian background, but he talks about, he calls it positively paranormal. And it should be a nice, fun presentation that he's giving. And then on July 2nd, which is a Monday night, actor Kerr Smith is coming in, and he is going to doing interview with me on The Law of One. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really, really excited because The Law of One is something near and dear to my heart. It's a spiritual understanding that really resonates with me. And I can't wait for him to come. He's an amazing guy. And both of them are really nice guys, really down to earth. And if you're looking or interested in it at all, please check our website and get some tickets if you're local. And we even have people who are driving from hours to come see these. So yeah, it'll be a good event, both of them.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I know that you are also offering listeners to this podcast a free gift. I wanted to give you an opportunity to explain what that is and how they can get it.
Yeah. So thank you for listening and thank you for having me. And as a gift to everyone who's listening, I would like to offer a free Ionic Flip Bath session. It's a 30-minute session. And if you could just call in 410-992-3001 or get us on our website page, you can just fill out a request form on there for an appointment. And the promo code is NutritionFB, and it's NEWTRITIONFB for foot bath. And so if you could just do NutritionFB, that is your promo code, and then we'll know how you came to us and how you found us, and I can report back to you, just all the people that you helped.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy to offer that you were offering this to all the listeners, and I hope everybody takes advantage of it. It first and foremost, just to see the facility. I think you've done a great job with it. And secondly, the services are great there. I'm as I said, I am a true believer in the holistic experience, and the services I have received so far have been exceptional. The people are wonderful. The atmosphere is great. So again, why don't you give the website and the phone number that people can call, and I'll make sure that the contact information is on the page below the podcast.
Sure, sure. It's www.nourishing-journey.com. And 410-992-3001.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Jennifer. This has been a great interview. I wish you so much success. I'm really glad that you're local because it makes it so much easier for me to find, someone like you and the services that you offer. And I truly encourage everyone to take advantage of Jennifer's free gift, the 30-minute Ionic Foot Bath. And again, that code is Nutrition, just like the name of this podcast, NEWTRITIONFB for foot bath. Thank you, Jennifer. I hope to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you again, everybody, for listening to another episode of Nutrition Prescription. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/Angela Atkins HN Coach. We'll see you next time.